Grace and peace to you all from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I entered seminary in January of 2018 with the notion that it would be a feel-good, affirming, and peaceful experience. I was quite comfortable in my white and cis-hetero existence, and as such, I was blissfully unaware of the injustices happening to those out in the world that were not like me. The reality of my seminary experience, however, was much more like what happened at Pentecost. Within weeks, I sensed this rather sudden and violent rushing in of the Holy Spirit to tear apart every belief and understanding I'd held about God, and to start me down a path to places and people that I never would have sought out on my own. So that by the time I was ready to graduate 3.5 years later, my heart and my mind were ablaze with God's call for me to serve immigrants and create more just and welcoming societies. Which is likely why the Holy Spirit led me most serendipitously to Lutheran Social Services of the National Capital Area. I began working at LSSNCA about 3.5 years ago when I was hired as a refugee case manager. This was at the height of the evacuation and resettlement of our Afghan allies. Yet I knew next to nothing about Afghanistan's culture or its people. And now here I was suddenly and very clumsily trying to provide services to people who only spoke Dari or Pashto, who practiced Islam, who didn't always know their actual birthdays, who were in arranged marriages, and who engaged in what I considered to be outdated gender roles. Since that initial whirlwind journey into diversity, I've spent 2.5 years as a member of LSSNCA's community engagement team. And in that time, I've noticed something interesting. That even with the incredible amount of diversity on our doorstep, we are still a very siloed people. We are still the whitest denomination in the United States. English is still the predominant language spoken in worship and in fellowship, and even in churches that share space with other congregations that might speak a different language. Rarely does there seem to be a combined worship or fellowship that joins together both communities. Such uniformity and homogeneity are hardly new. They've had an indelible mark on human nature since the dawn of time. God's first command to humankind was for us to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. But we chose to stay in the Garden of Eden and ate forbidden fruit to become like God. So God kicked us out of Eden and scattered us. After the flood, God commanded Noah and his sons to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. But we stayed together and tried to build a tower to heaven to make a name for ourselves. So, God confused our language and scattered us. One might hear these stories and think that God is punishing humankind every time that they scatter us. But upon closer look, what is happening is more of a course correction than a punishment. Whenever humankind has embraced uniformity and homogeneity over diversity, an act that often stems from a desire to concentrate power and make a name for ourselves, God comes down and puts us, or rather shoves us, back onto the path of diversity that God ordained. This happened at Babel. This happened at the Incarnation. And this happened at Pentecost. It's fascinating to me that the first act of the Holy Spirit is to blow the church into being by interpreting the gospel message into the languages of all the immigrants that were present in Jerusalem. This isn't a reversal of Babel because it's made clear that the gospel is being spoken and heard in multiple languages, not one. No, no, what we see is evidence that it is possible to be church together, regardless of our different languages, cultures, ethnicities, races, genders, sexualities, and abilities. In fact, we're shown that Christ's church is meant to be an expression and embodiment of God's ordained diversity. I want to acknowledge that diversity can be and often is scary because it brings with it the unknown. But the good news, my siblings, is that God does not expect us to enter this unknown on our own. Sure, God sent the Holy Spirit to scatter us, and also Jesus sent this advocate to accompany us on this journey into the unknown. And while it may not always feel like it, the Holy Spirit is with us every step of the way as we embrace the diversity of God's creation and of Christ's church. I have borne witness to what can happen when we step into the unknown with the Holy Spirit. Every time that I've opened my heart to love those that God has called me to love in all their brilliant diversity, my life has unfailingly become richer and more meaningful. Over the course of the past 7 years, I have trudged along God's path away from a largely white and cis-hetero existence towards a scattered life of diversity. I've lived in Texas, where I served Black and brown asylum seekers from Central America and Africa. I now live in Maryland, where I've served Black and brown parolees and refugees from close to 50 countries around the world. My workplace is a sea of color and a bubbling brook of languages. It's not uncommon for me to approach a colleague's office and find them in the middle of one of the 5 daily Muslim prayers. Jewish colleagues remind me that Saturdays are actually not the best days for community events because that is the Jewish Sabbath, and then therefore excludes our Jewish siblings. So I won't lie, some days are messy and frustrating as I try to navigate so much diversity. Our brains are not hardwired to embrace it. And I'm often sore, hurting, thirsty, exhausted, and out of breath on this journey. It's only been possible for me to live out this difficult call to accompany immigrants because the Holy Spirit has been with me from the moment I chose to answer it. And even when funding is slashed and my work is publicly defamed and those I serve are crying out in dire need, I know that I can continue to lean on the Holy Spirit for strength and perseverance. And through all the mess and frustration, I won't lie, my life has never been more beautiful and meaningful. My siblings, when we allow the Holy Spirit to accompany us on our journey to be church together, we're ultimately trusting that God knows the way. We become willing to lean into the diversity that God has created and blessed. In time, we might learn to accompany people who look and sound nothing like us on journeys that we couldn't begin to fathom. And in doing so, we might even find ourselves doing greater works than these, just as Jesus promised that we would. So may we open our hearts and minds to be set ablaze by the Holy Spirit. May we trust in the way that Christ, through the Holy Spirit, is leading us. And may we embrace the diversity that God has ordained and blessed. Amen.